Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, his disciples went down to the sea. He embarked in a boat and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the water, coming near the boat. They began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, one idea to introduce us into this holy hour. Very difficult to come to terms with the fact that we all have our own fears. And it's a good idea not to hide that fact. We all have our own fears. Fears about the future. Fears about our children. Fears about our grandchildren. Fears about our health. Fears about the tempestuous political situation. Fears about maybe relatives in the Philippines. Fears about the church, the future of the church. Many fears. And that's part of life, is we have fears. The apostles, who are right now great saints, they're the pillars of the church. They were petrified with fear. But the only way to calm those fears is one person. That's Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can really calm our fears. The more we rely upon Christ, the more he's going to be asking us also to get out of the boat and walk on the water. It's up to us not to fear the past, not to fear the present, not to fear the future. Because the past we can't change. The future is beyond our grasp. We only have the present moment. Peter sunk in the waves for one reason. He focused more on the problem than on the problem solver. That's our problem. We focus more on the problems that surround us from without and from within, rather than focusing on he who can resolve the problems. And that person is Jesus Christ. How privileged you are that you can have a personal audience with Jesus Christ this afternoon. Amen. You're really spoiled. What an extraordinary grace is that you've got the Lord to talk to confide in, to open up to praise, to worship, to thank. but also to cast, as St. Peter says, cast your fears and worries upon the Lord because He cares for you. Amen.